you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. That very day, the first day of the week, two of Jesus' disciples were going to a village 7 miles from Jerusalem called Emmaus. And as they were conversing about all the things that had occurred, it happened that while they were conversing and debating, Jesus himself drew near and walked with them. But their eyes were prevented from knowing him. And he asked them, "What are you discussing as you walk along?" But they stopped, and looking downcast, one of them, named Cleopas, said in reply, "Are you the only visitor in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place there these last few days?" And he replied, "What sort of things?" And they said to him, "The things that happened to Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word, before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and rulers handed him over to a sentence of death, and they crucified him. We were hoping that he would be the one to redeem Israel. And besides all of this, it is now the third day since it happened. Some women from our group, however, have astounded us. They were at the tomb early in the morning and did not find his body. And they came back and reported that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who announced that he was alive. Then some of those who went to the tomb found things as the women had told them, but they did not see him. And he said to them, 'Oh, how foolish you are, how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets had spoken. Was it not necessary that Christ should suffer and enter into glory?' Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted for them what referred to him in the scriptures. And as they approached the village to which they were going, he gave the impression he was going further. But they argued and urged him, 'Stay with us. It is nearly evening, and the day is almost over.' So he went in and stayed with them. And it happened that while he was with them at table, he took bread and said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them. And with that, their eyes were opened, and they recognized him. But he vanished from their sight. Then they said to each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us while he spoke to us on the way and opened the scriptures for us?' So they went out at once and returned to Jerusalem, where they found gathered together the 11 and those with them who were saying, 'The Lord has truly raised and appeared to Simon.' Then the two recounted what had taken place on the way and how he was made known to them in the breaking of the bread." The Gospel of the Lord. This long gospel comes only from Luke. We don't hear about this story of these two disciples in any of the other gospels, just Luke. And it's the end of the Gospel of Luke. As you know, Luke also wrote the Acts of the Apostles. So the original text was all one, the Gospel of Luke, 24 chapters, and then the Acts of the Apostles. It's an artificial break, but the gospel ends with this great story. When the pilgrims go to Jerusalem, some of you have been pilgrims. Our first day we go to Bethlehem to begin the life of Jesus. The second day we go to a place called Abu Ghosh. And that's Emmaus. That's where this happens here at Emmaus. It's about 6 miles. It's west of Jerusalem. There are points. I just have to collect just one or two thoughts on this because we could talk about this for a long time. They're walking away from Jerusalem and they're walking into the sunset. They're walking into the darkness, because it's nearly evening and the day is over when they get to Abu Ghosh. In biblical language, Jerusalem is our destiny. Our destiny involves suffering, death, and resurrection. In many ways, in all the experiences of life, we'll have failure, we'll have success, we'll have reversal, we'll have good days, we'll have bad days. Jerusalem is our destiny. And these two disciples are running away from their destiny. And as they're walking away, they're murmuring, they're complaining. And of course, when you get two people walking together, each complaining, the complaining gets worse and worse and worse because they feed one another's negative understanding of Jerusalem. And so they're downcast. We were hoping that he would be the Messiah, but we're crushed and disappointed. And now we're walking away into a new world, which is walking into the sunset. While they're talking, they don't learn anything. They only begin to see when they stop talking and they listen. So they listen to Jesus speaking about the scriptures, but still they don't grasp it. And then they have a meal and the breaking of the bread. It's not considered the Eucharist, interestingly, by scholars. They say this is not the Eucharist, this is a meal they're having. And it may well be it was the manner in which Jesus broke the bread that caused them first to recognize him. Now, you know, they have this pita bread and they tear it this way or pull it that way. And each person has their own unique manner of breaking the bread, pulling the pita bread apart. So they probably recognized him in the manner in which he broke the bread. And then they go back to Jerusalem. The teaching of this is that Jerusalem is our destiny. And that's the only place we'll find fulfillment and meaning in life. And Jerusalem does involve suffering, misunderstanding, bad judgment, rejection, all of these things. If we look at the journey of life, probably each and every one of us will find experiences of rejection, misunderstanding, of unfair judgment, of suffering. And if we walk in faith, we'll find experiences of dying and rising to new life, where through the resurrection, some will be called into an awareness that all the time we were going through this in Jerusalem, Jesus was with us. The Lord was always with us. Now, there are times when we say, I think God has abandoned me. That happens to Jesus. On the cross, he says, my God, why have you forsaken me? So we'll go through darkness and we'll go through struggle. But our faith teaches us that whatever happens, don't run away from Jerusalem. That's your place of destiny. It's the place of life, meaning, and fulfillment. Now, that's a very short version of what this really means. At Abu Ghosh, where pilgrims go, there is a Benedictine monastery there. And there are various understanding exactly where Emmaus is, but the best one is Abu Ghosh. And there the pilgrims stop and begin to reflect on the meaning of their journey. What's happening to me in my life? What reversals do I have? Pain, struggle. How is destiny calling me to die and to rise to new life? How do I integrate the things that are happening to me into a journey of faith? How do I get this sense that in staying in Jerusalem and following my destiny, that's going to give me the meaning of life? That's the teaching that Luke wants us to grasp here from this journey of two disciples. And there's been a lot of wonder. One of them is named Cleopas. The other is not named, which led some scholars to believe maybe they were a couple. Could have been a husband and a wife. Cleopas is mentioned because in the patriarchal society, the man would be mentioned. But it may well have been a couple that were going through struggles and difficulties and pains and suffering. And they gave up on Jesus and they walked away. So, wherever you are in your life, Jerusalem is your destiny. It's the place of life, resurrection, and meaning. Amen. We pause now for a moment of prayer.